2 months after wildfires devastated Los Angeles, killing 29 people and scorching more than 16,000 structures, plus more than 37,000 acres of land, only 4 permits to rebuild have been issued, according to reports. At a city council committee meeting earlier this week, residents from the Pacific Palisades showed up looking for answers, local KABC 7 reports. LA City Council member Tracy Park told KABC only 4 rebuilding permits is concerning. When I hear in the community meeting like we had today that only 4 permits have been issued and we're on day 75 post-fire, that is concerning to me, and I don't think it's a lack of interest in rebuilding. I suspect it is indicative of systemic issues that we need to continue to focus on. LA Mayor Karen Bass, who's facing a recall effort, signed an executive order last week to, quote, help Palisades residents expedite the rebuilding of their homes and businesses. The order states city departments will streamline permitting for owners who rebuild all-electric, more fire-resistant homes. This means residents who rebuild without using natural gas, no gas stoves, ovens, or heaters, would have priority to rebuild their homes faster. Getting residents home quickly and safely is my top priority, and we must rebuild with an eye toward the future, Mayor Bass said in a statement. The order also says phase 2 of the debris removal process is moving at a historical pace and has already been completed at hundreds of properties. Permits to rebuild cannot be issued until all the debris is removed. Meanwhile, New York Times opinion columnist Ezra Klein appeared on California Governor Gavin Newsom's podcast Wednesday and asked him why it's easier to build in states like Texas or Florida. Newsom blamed local governments. One day after this podcast, Newsom signed another executive order related to rebuilding LA after the fires. According to a press release, the order expedites repairs and replacements of electric, gas, water, sewer, and telecom infrastructure in fire-damaged communities. It also accelerates the undergrounding of utility equipment to help communities recover faster and build resilience against future catastrophic fires. LA City Council member tells KABC 7 the city is looking at hundreds of billions of dollars in lost revenue with the loss of businesses, calling the situation a mess.